Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Women to Watch is an intimate look into the lives of prominent and influential women leaders from around the world and the challenges they faced on their journey. It's the real story behind her title. Join us every week to hear more stories about women from around the world and in your own communities at womentowatch.net. Harris, it's so great to have you here today in the height of this crazy political season with all that's going on. And you certainly are somebody that knows what's happening and you have your finger on the pulse. And so I just wanted to have a quick segment with you and ask a couple questions, particularly because I saw the town hall you hosted with all women with Donald Trump, and it spurred piqued my attention, I should say. But let me read a quick bio for our viewers who may not be familiar with you and your work. As the only Black woman to helm back-to-back programs on cable news, a New York Times best-selling author, and mom of two teen daughters, Harris is the definition of a woman of impact. Harris continues to break down barriers and make waves in the industry while earning praise from both sides of the political aisle. Harris will showcase voters' voices during FNC's coverage, speaking with a live audience of voters about the issues that impact them the most. And here's some quick irony. You know, one of my questions for you, because this is something I think about quite often, that I am yearning for more conversations, as opposed to debates, between people from both sides of the aisle. And I went to catch your show this morning, and there you were hosting a wonderful panel of young voters that represented multiple views. So my question for you is, is this something that you see for the future of media being done more? And do you think it can be done?
Well, first of all, I do it all the time. That was the round table that we have. And I get four people from any particular topic or group, and we just hash it out. And I think there's a great deal of accountability for civility and ideas when you sit around a round table and you face each other. That's why, you know, you'll see corporations do round tables, because they're looking for ideas and accountability for those ideas and moving things along and going forward, which is exactly where I think the United States of America is right now. We need those fresh ideas. They can come from anywhere. And we have to agree that listening to each other makes us better. So that's why I do the round table. I also have a lot of participants in our democracy. I have something called the Voters' Voices on the Faulkner Focus. And that's another forum where we bring in independents, Democrats, Republicans. And we usually have between 6 and 9 right there in the studio. The studio is not huge, so it looks rather intimate. They're close together. We're close to each other. And I've brought on, you know, lawmakers, presidential candidates. Nikki Haley, when she was a presidential candidate, Republican presidential candidate, she came on and did it. Vivek Ramaswamy. I've also had on, you know, just people who maybe are looking at things analytically. Lee Carter, who is my partner on election nights, is a guru in polling and analysis. And so she'll come on sometimes and we'll depose all of those people and they'll get a conversation going. Do I think it's where the future's going? I hope so. On election night in 2022 for the midterms, ours was the first live audience. And we're doing it again because it was successful for us here at Fox News, but also because it was good for the audience. Everybody who left that packed studio said, we loved being on during such a big night. And they reacted, hey, Pennsylvania went for this person, or this state went for this candidate. And it was midterm, so we had a lot of different races. I think this time around, it's going to be spicy. I don't know if you've noticed, Sue, but the last 13 days and now 12 starting tomorrow of the election, things are getting tight and spicy. tight in the polls and spicy among the two candidates. And you're going to see that. You're also going to see a difference. And we're already seeing it with former, or I should say, Vice President Kamala Harris, because she's shifting her message to focus on the former president, which gives him more oxygen. I don't know, maybe that'll work for her. He shifted his message a little bit, still giving rallies, but doing a lot of smaller groups so he can really drill down on number one, the economy, number two, the border, and now kind of a sleeper issue that's blowing up more, which we talked about in that roundtable with our young voters today. It is the idea of transgender biological men playing in girls and women's sports. And that's creeping up the polling to be important this election season. So I don't know if other people will do it. Fox will be successful at it. And they'll probably, you know, take a note and say, hey, you know, maybe we could do what they're doing. Fox often leads. It's one of the reasons why I love working here.
One of the things, Harris, I think you do well is when you're speaking to people, you're so very measured and calm, and it brings about a response that is the same. I think one of the biggest issues is having conversations without the anger and the emotion to really get to the truth of policy. Tell me what you were most surprised about coming out of that town hall with a full audience of women.
Oh, I love that question. There were so many surprises. First of all, not one of us speaks for all of us. That's impossible to think that, you know, women are supposed to think this way, and so these are the things that they care about. I know campaigns try to do that. It's better if you just ask us and then try and figure out how you're going to solve the issues. And that's what I loved about it. No one went in with preconceived notions that we're going to start with abortion because that's what we went on. Well, that is the left's approach, or at least it has been. And again, they're shifting now. Almost the entire conversation on the left now is going to be made as an argument against the man, Donald Trump. Going to see very little policy, even less than you've already seen, which is hard to do, from the left. But we'll see how that works out. But for women in that room, we had a refugee who had come here with her family, and they became legal immigrants.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With other members of the family coming over from communist Vietnam. And she asked a question to the former president, Donald Trump. She said, we're here legally. How do you, and I'm paraphrasing a bit, how do you make this a place for people to come and yet keep out the people who are breaking the law to get into the country? And he started with, we need and want people like you. We want legal immigrants. And it was very personal. That was what we got in that town hall. It was small, about 114-15 women inside of a Georgia barn in Cumming, Georgia, about 45 minutes from where I was born in that state. So I was really thrilled because it just felt homey. And it was, the barn was beautiful. People would get up to that microphone. It was set up like a city council meeting. One woman said, I want to talk about the economy, but let me tell you where I am. And we sat patiently, and I don't know if you got to watch all of it, Sue, but she was starting to have a little bit of a panic attack because she knew she was about to give some personal information. She said, my daycare is $1,400 a month. I can't do this anymore. And I she was really, she's like, how am I supposed to be a dream maker with my children and foster where they're going? I can't afford to raise them. Basically, can you help? And so when you can get into the nitty gritty with people, that to me not only kind of shapes the conversation for candidates, plural, on the campaign trail, but more importantly, you give Americans something that they often feel they don't have, the platform to be heard and respected individually. So we can start to see, well, if there are 9-10 people waiting to ask an economy question, yeah, you better get to the economy. So we talked about abortion, though. We got to all of it. We talked about a whole host of things that have to do with the border. And it was a great hour. I really enjoyed it.
I think this is my last question for you, is I think the biggest roadblock is not necessarily what these issues are, but what is the approach? What does someone believe the approach should be to tackle it? And I feel as though the conversations, we never quite get to the meat of that, again, because of all of the emotion. And I wondered if you feel, obviously, this is a show for women, and I just personally believe, you know, women leaders lead in a very different way and can be very powerful. You know, how can we get more women, encourage more women that are capable to run for office? And would that lead to more conversations where we can talk about an approach and why we believe what we believe?
Well, anytime you have representation at the table, it always makes everything better for whether it's that, you know, particular group of people, it's a minority, it's a gender issue, whatever it is. But you hit the topic on its head, and that is people who are really capable of doing the jobs. I think we have got to stop identifying people as the next, the first. I know, as a Black woman in television news for 30 years, I've been a lot of that. I was the first, the next, all of those things, and continue to be at times in my career. What I really want is to be the best. And so that's why I work so hard. And, you know, I came to Fox with 6 Emmys for journalism. I'm not joking around. And while I measure my career differently now than I did when I was younger, it was kind of, well, you need the hardware to get people to let you in the door, hardware meaning awards and so on, and recognition for that work that you're doing. Now it is, I just simply want to be the best at my job. And I encourage women, whether they're going into politics or they're supporting women who are going into politics, because that's very important too. Women have to vote for women. We make up the largest registered active voting bloc in the country, hands down. One of the reasons why Donald Trump wanted to do an all-women town hall with us at Fox, because he knows he's got a bit of a gender gap there. He's getting more men right now, historically unbelievable, against Kamala Harris. It usually doesn't work that way with the Democrats. So she's got more women, he's got more men, but he's also getting minorities, and that's both genders. So it's an interesting spot to be in for women. It's always the right time for leadership, for strong and ready women to step into those roles. We have to help put them there with our vote, or be part of the process. So if there is a person that you believe in her politics, left, right, whatever it is, and that person needs your particular set of skills, then volunteer with a campaign. See what it really takes to be part of solving our issues. And vote every chance you get. I mean, I tell people, you can't really complain about much if you're not part of the process. And sometimes it takes more than just saying, oh, so-and-so, I'm glad you're running. You know, women have daycare issues sometimes that male counterparts don't have all the time. Now, we have a lot of single dads too, but women in particular name that issue as a problem. Can you imagine dealing with that and also running for office? So we need to start to game that out. The more women we have in the pipeline of leadership, then yeah, daycare issues are going to get talked about because they need them too.
Right.
And I would say this just to end on this. There is no time better than when you feel it's time to jump in. Everybody has a divine assignment. I'm very strong in my faith. So I pray a lot. And when it's time to go and the Lord puts that on your heart, don't hesitate. Because as I say, Sue, and this is true about you, Sue, you are an icon. If you didn't exist, the world would have to invent you. So when it's time for Sue to jump in, she does it. How do I know? Because look how great she is at her job doing this.
Well, I love that. What a great way to end the interview. thank you so much, Harris. I appreciate
your
time. And we'll stay in touch. And it's going to be exciting. We'll see what happens. Maybe we'll get historic numbers voting. My guess is we will.
Oh, I think we're already seeing it in the early vote. Yay. Yeah. Thank you, Sue. God bless you.
Thank you. Best of luck.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.